Skagway and White Pass Yukon Railroad have reached an agreement for a new tidelands lease. The assembly approved by a vote of 5-1 a memorandum of understanding with the company, signaling the party's intent to negotiate a new lease, giving the city access to the area needed for the Gateway Port expansion project, and giving White Pass continuity of control for another 35 years.
If in fact you agree with us that this is directed to targeting, diversifying our economy, then I feel this is something that you would want to be on board with and support. If not, that's certainly your prerogative. We all know that the main focus, or 95% of our economy here, is cruise ship business. We also don't want to do anything to take away from that cruise ship business, most certainly. We don't want to even think about trying to jeopardize that. We want something to help diversify the economy and enhance the opportunities and the economy on the whole.
It is a major decision for the community. It involves a new 35-year deal, which will have benefits to the community, obviously, but it's a major commitment on both parties, and I think it's important to have a thorough public process and analysis and understanding of this before there's a vote on it.
Work is beginning to raise the ferry dock in Skagway after it sank Thursday morning, but State Ferry Service will likely not return to the community anytime soon.
Last night about 5:30, they had a forklift on the dock and everything was fine. So nobody's really sure what happened this morning, but it was a surprise.
I think the words that the engineer used was he's perplexed. And we actually have inspected every single one of those individual chambers in the last year, and there was no indication of anywhere.
Last week's Skagway Assembly meeting was the first for new manager Scott Hahn, and he gave a brief report on his first week and a half on the job.
Things are going good. I feel real good about the information that I've worked on so far and how I've come along as far as my understanding issues. Got a lot further to go, as I said in the interview. It's going to be a lot of observation and learning and listening to people before I start thinking I know what everybody wants.
Investigation continues into what caused a White Pass Yukon route train to derail along a mountain pass north of Skagway on Wednesday, injuring 19 passengers. The rail excursion Wednesday included 15 rail cars transporting 360 passengers and crew on a trip between Skagway and Fraser, British Columbia. The Skagway Assembly last week approved sending a letter to Alaska Communications, formerly known as ACS, expressing concern that cell service in Skagway during the summer, when thousands of cruise ship passengers visit, is overloaded, lacking, frustrating, and that the company needs to fix it. Assemblyman Tim Cochran has led the charge.
Everyone with a smartphone on a four-ship day basically can't get online from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I mean, it doesn't happen. You just can't. And it's a service that they're paying for that they're not receiving, and so if we at the city were to shut off your water and continue to send you a bill, there would be an uprising.
Representatives with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services showed up in Skagway on Wednesday and shut down the Little Cherubs Daycare. The daycare was closed Friday, but the license was reinstated for Calver to operate with 12 children and 2 staff, and she was operating again on Monday. Still, the incident highlighted what several parents said was a critical shortage of daycare in town. With daycare services at a premium, some parents at the assembly meeting, like Margot Youngberg, spoke about how important it is to get on the waiting list for childcare as soon as possible.
Grandma Linda was told I was pregnant almost 20 minutes after my mother was told. Because she has severe limitations on how many infants she can take, and if you know your stuff, and I had been warned, you tell Grandma Linda and get your ass on that waiting list.
If you can't take your kid to daycare, it's $15 an hour, basically, to hire a babysitter. That's the high end of what we pay our kitchen manager, is $15 an hour. So that makes it kind of a wash. She only comes in and works for us, basically, because she enjoys it. So I would also highly support, like, we just need affordable daycare. We're just running out of options in this town.
Culver herself also spoke, just briefly, but garnered the respect of the room.
And I just publicly like to thank the assembly here for all of your support and the people of Skagway, and I'm sure that this problem of daycare issue will be resolved. Thank you.
Alaska Power and Telephone has filed for a preliminary permit to explore a hydroelectric project at West Creek. The company says it wants to work with the municipality, but hasn't said exactly what such a partnership would look like.
I think if once the people of Skagway actually kind of get the gist of what this project is and what it's going to cost and what effect it's going to have on the community, it's not going to go. So
we can't continue to ignore renewable energy sources in favor of fossil fuels.
After 6 months, several committee meetings, and hours of public comment, the Skagway Assembly last week adopted an ordinance establishing local regulations for trapping. Last Thursday, the Assembly again heard from residents during about 2 hours of public comment.
Trapping is part of the Alaska experience. I want people to be able to have that experience here. At the same time, I'm one of the people who, being able to occasionally see a wild animal, it's a part of my Alaska experience.
I don't forget a face when a decision like this is being implemented. This is a monumental decision. And every day when I go by and I look at each and every one of you, I will look at you as either a dictator or a patriot who preserved our Alaskan way of life.
The Skagway Assembly last week adopted an ordinance limiting the amount of herbicides that can be used by property owners within the borough, while also establishing the foundation for education and encouraging the use of alternative forms of weed control in the original Alaska Garden City. Most of the races on the Skagway ballot were too close to call after Tuesday's election, with as many as 87 absentee and question ballots left to be counted. On Thursday, a total of 84 ballots were counted in the canvass, with the following results. Incumbent Dan Henry retains his seat on the Assembly, and Angela Greaser is elected to the second open Assembly seat. Greaser beat out candidate Roger Griffin by only 8 votes. According to court documents, the chief went outside to find tires slashed on his patrol vehicle, his personal vehicle, and a third vehicle parked in his driveway. As police continued investigating, they discovered several other vehicles in the neighborhood with slashed tires, including 3 more police patrol vehicles parked at officers' homes. Around the same time, the police dispatcher on duty discovered her personal vehicle was on fire and all 4 tires slashed. As of Wednesday afternoon, police had discovered a total of 28 slashed tires they attributed to the spree. Ginny Cochran is a daily user of the Senior Center. She's one of 5 volunteers who opens and closes the building each weekday afternoon. But with only a half dozen regular users, Cochran says more seniors need to realize what they're missing.
And we figure the senior population is about 10% of the whole population, and that's like 80 people. The problem is people don't want to be called a senior.
Cochran doesn't mind, though.
Heck no, I'm thankful for every day I get.